Cape Talk, Fabulous Life.
If you need reminding what this feature entails, the Fabulous Life is about living the good life, really. Think luxurious food, fashion, style, design, wine, travel, TV, and much more. Today we're going to find out about Ginbox SA, South Africa's first subscription club for gin lovers. But before we do that, just one more WhatsApp that I have to read in response to Louis's call telling us how to teach our boys about how to behave towards women. Someone on the WhatsApp saying more men should teach their boys like Louis, and they are commending you, Louis. So just a little message for you, and thank you for calling in once again. But now it's time to have some gin after that intense conversation. So you can get exclusive craft gin at the Gin Box and more delivered right to your door every month with no hassle or fuss. And we welcome into the studio the Gin Box co-founder, Jean Buckham, who joins me in studio now. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Bianca. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the Gin Box, what it is and how it started.
Okay, gin is definitely experiencing a bit of a revolution at the moment. Everybody is very excited about South African craft gin. If you can believe it, we are producing 175 different South African craft gins produced by 85 different brands. So it's an explosion, and the South African distillers are being very innovative with what they're putting into the gin. The botanicals that we've got, Cape Fynbos, Rooibos, we've got a gin that turns from blue to pink. So the Gin Box was founded to basically educate gin enthusiasts in South Africa as to which gins to drink and how to drink them with style and finesse. There's an amazing array of garnish options that can go into gins. And gin is very versatile. You can drink it neat. You can drink it with tonic water, with ginger ale, with various garnishes. So it's a versatile, trendy drink at the moment.
Is this explosion just a local thing, or is this happening globally?
Definitely fast-tracked by global influence. The UK is experiencing a real revival in gin. If you look at the history of gin, it originated in the UK and had a bit of a bad rep for a number of years. There was the kind of degradation of the British Empire as a result of too much gin at one stage in the 1700s. But definitely the gin and tonic is the drink of choice in the UK at the moment. So without a doubt, fast-tracked by global influence.
So tell us a bit more about the Gin Box concept. Is it a subscription? How does it work?
It's a subscription club. We like to spoil our members. They get a box delivered to their door every month. It's a wonderful unboxing experience. It's really got, you never know what you're going to get. And so we have a big anticipation as to what the next gin of the month is. And we then showcase that gin for the whole month. We show how the gin is made, what the base spirit is, because gin can be made from various base spirits, being grain, cane, or grape. And so we show what the base alcohol is and what the base spirit is, and then what the botanicals that go into each gin. Each gin has its own unique combination of botanicals that make it special. So you may get a citrus gin, a floral gin, a spicy gin, and each could be drunk in different ways and with different garnish options.
Is it the garnish that makes it botanical, or is it actually infused into
it's
the
infused.
Gin?
Infused.
So in the process?
In the process. So the way gin is distilled is it as one distills the alcohol, it goes through these vapor baskets which contain the botanicals. So as the alcohol evaporates, if you'd like to say, distills, it goes through and takes on the botanicals. So it then ends up after that having the flavor. It's a very subtle way of infusing alcohol.
Is it a slow process? How long does it take to make a gin?
It is quite a slow process, but it's probably one of the easier alcohol spirits to make.
Oh, interesting.
Hence the reason there has been this explosion. It's quite a forgiving, as long as one has the predominant botanical being juniper, it could be called a gin. So in South Africa, our gins are 43%. In the UK, they're 38%. So that's what defines a gin in South Africa.
And is juniper grown locally? I mean, how does one acquire
it
that?
It wasn't until quite recently. It's a good question, because you used to get Sicilian and Macedonian juniper berries. And now there's, I believe, somebody in Worcester growing juniper berries. The juniper's now been growing in Kenya. So juniper is becoming more common as the need for it, as the demand increases.
Let's talk a little bit about this term craft gin, because it's kind of bandied about quite freely.
Artisanal craft.
Yeah, it's so hip. I'm going to have a craft gin tonight as opposed to an artisanal. Is it the same thing? Just talk us through what those labels are.
So it's such a difficult one, because what does define a craft gin? Mm. Is Gordon's a craft gin? Is, that's what does define a craft gin? Generally speaking, it is defined as being small batch. So it's not produced on a large scale.
Okay.
So that's definitely, in my opinion, what defines a craft gin.
So it's nothing really to do with the process. The process would be the same.
The process would be exactly the same.
It's about how limited it is.
Exactly, exactly.
And does that make it more expensive too?
It definitely makes it more expensive. Yeah, we're finding okay. The premium international brands used to be quite expensive relative to the one or two locally made craft gins that were available. And it's actually turned around. If you walk into your local liquor store, you'll find that Tanqueray, Hendrick's, is Bombay Sapphire's generally cheaper than a South African craft gin because it's a limited edition.
And are we exporting our gins?
I mean,
are people interested in our Fynbos flavors?
We're starting to. Inverosh definitely is at the forefront of South African gin exports. Musgrave are starting to export. So it's an exciting time for South African gins. I think we have a lot to offer. We're producing very unique gins, and we need to be on the market as a gin-producing nation. We need to promote South African gins. We've got lovely array of local distillers who offer distillery tastings, Hope and Hopkins, Pinot and Son, New Harbour. It's a wonderful experience to go to a gin distillery and taste their different gins and meet the maker.
We are talking to co-founder of the Gin Box, Jean Buckham, who is talking about her business, Gin Box, which she started with her sister. It's a subscription basis product where you can get a box of gin every week, a box filled with all sorts of things related to gin. And
exactly.
It's different gin tasting every week. Tell us, what is unique about the particular gins in your subscription box? And if you're listening to this conversation and you would like to talk to us a little bit about how you take your gin, do you take it classically with tonic, the age old way, or do you try the new millennial way of drinking gin with pomegranates floating on the top and changing colors? And we'd like to hear from you. You can call us on 021-446-0567, WhatsApps to 072-567-1567, and texts to 31567 if you'd like to chirp in on our gin conversation. And that's exactly what someone's done on the SMS line. What's the most unusual gin cocktail you've ever tasted? That must be for you, because I don't know much.
I recently had the privilege of attending a trade show in the UK called Juniperlooza. Just by virtue of the name, it's just such a wonderful
great.
Name. And I tasted many cocktails made with gin being the main ingredient. And I had one with egg white on top. And I can tell you right now, it sounds interesting, but egg white adds such flavor to a gin cocktail. So frothed egg white at the top of the cocktail.
No yolk.
It was no yolk. It was delicious. So creamy and very unusual.
High in protein.
I was horrified when it was served to me, but absolutely delicious. So
it was just gin with egg white on top, or was there some mixer in between?
There was a mixer.
Right.
I can't actually remember what that was, but it was very unusual to be drinking raw egg with my gin.
Amazing.
Not something I would have had
Quite filling.
Very, very, very nutritious.
Tell us, let's talk a little bit about mixers. Traditionally, it's always been tonic. That's correct?
That is correct. So
colonial days.
Tonic is actually derived from medicinal purposes, as is gin. Quinine is the base product that makes up tonic. And initially, many years ago, soldiers were going to malaria tropical areas. They needed a tonic. Mm. Quinine is quite bitter. They made it into a syrup, and soldiers would go out into the battlefield with their tonic
I've read that story before, but is it true? I mean, does it really keep those mozzies away?
In much larger volumes than what we are consuming with our gin and tonic. But one must find some reason to drink a gin and tonic. It is medicinal, and it keeps malaria at bay.
That's funny.
So mixes are very interesting. We used to be pretty limited with tonic options here in South Africa. We now have Fitch and Leeds. We have a pink tonic water. We've got Bark and Quinn. They do a lovely light at heart. When you add that into your gin and tonic, it's less calories than a glass of white wine, which is something for all those slimming. So we have, again, a lot of local tonic opportunities and options available to us, and really good premium tonic waters. So it's opened up a whole new market. And not necessarily, you ask the question, does one have to mix with tonic water? Not necessarily. A lot of people are mixing with soda water if it's a very smooth gin. For instance, Inverosh Amber goes very nicely with soda water if you don't want to. You know, many people don't enjoy the quinine in the tonic water. So there are other options. Ginger ale. Mm.
It's also high in sugar.
It is high in sugar.
Which is can also be problematic.
Yeah.
What about the alcohol content in gin? Is it, one often thinks of it as a kind of mild drink because it's mixed with a mixer. It's a long drink as opposed to like a shot or perhaps a whiskey on the rocks. What are we talking about here?
Because the alcohol content of a gin in South Africa is 43%, we tend to be quite light with our tots. So a single tot, one is often asked when one goes to a restaurant or a bar, would you like a single tot or a double tot? And generally, because the alcohol content of South African gins is as high as it is, we tend to go for a single tot. So you then mixing it with tonic water, and it is quite a weak drink. One can have two or three in an evening and not feel too bad the next day. In Europe, for instance, if you ask for a gin and tonic, you're not asked if you want a single or a double, and it's almost a one-third to two-thirds ratio, gin to tonic water. So they are very heavy-handed in Europe, possibly due to the alcohol content being lower in Europe. Also, maybe they handle the alcohol better than we do. But it is generally a softer drink and more of a ladies' drink traditionally.
Okay, so that's interesting. What would you say is unique about the particular gins in your subscription boxes?
We love to show all the innovative, incredible gins that are on offer in South Africa. That's possibly one of the main reasons the gin box was established. So we recently had a shimmer gin, which when shaken, it shimmered. It had edible pearlesque inside it. It settles once the bottle is placed down, but you can shake it again and it looks a bit like bubble bath, but tastes delicious.
Okay.
And that was amazing. It was a limited edition. We've had a number of distillers coming to us, and for Christmas last year, we did Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh, which was made for us by Hope on Hopkins. That was absolutely wonderful. Each of the three gins was Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh. So we've had very exciting gins. We've got a hemp infused gin coming up, which is very exciting in South Africa. We've got a black gin, as I mentioned earlier, blue gin. So we like to showcase the innovative, amazing new products that are available to.
And also the accoutrements that go with them. So
exactly.
There's a mixer every month, once a month.
Yes,
it gets delivered to your door.
Yes.
It's a 750ml bottle of
gin.
Interesting gin. Different every time.
Different every time.
With a mixer and what are they called? What did you call them?
Two to four tonic waters, and we add in dehydrated garnishes. So it'll either be star anise, cinnamon, dehydrated grapefruit, nachi, Clement Gold. So we like to
fragrant.
Exactly. So the diversity of gin.
And how popular is the service?
It's very popular. We've been around for just over a year, and we're growing at a rapid rate. We have many monthly subscribers, so that seems to be the subscription choice that most opt for, or they sign up quarterly to test it out, and then they get FOMO because they see that you know, the month that they're missing is actually quite cool. So a lot of people upgrade to a monthly subscription, but it's been, it's blown us away how popular it is. A lot of people give it as gifts. So you can just get it as a once off. And it's been an amazing, it's been an amazing year. So it really has done very well. It's a wonderful gift to give to somebody. You know, they're just the physical unboxing. You get home and you see this delivery waiting for you. There's something to be said for e-commerce because you get home and there's a box and you're, wow, what's it going to look like? What's inside? And with this, it really, you have no idea what's inside it. So it's a wonderful unboxing experience.
A real surprise.
A real present. And yeah. We all deserve a present, don't we?
Yes, we do. Tell me, in terms of delivery, how do you go about making sure that these, it must be a tricky part of your job. I mean, there's a glass bottle inside. How do you go? Tell us, but talk us through that a bit.
We've tested a number of different delivery companies and we finally found ideal partners that we can partner with. It has been interesting. There's a number of glass bottles. Some of the tonic waters come in glass bottles. We've had a lot of interesting experiences with that. Mm. And a lot of people in South Africa, e-commerce is definitely in its infancy. And people have expectations in terms of delivery, and it's been tricky to deliver and meet those expectations. But we've found courier companies that have partnered well with us, and we're collaborating with. So it's been a big learning curve.
I'm sure. A question that's come in: do you export the gin box, or is it only for local distribution?
Only local distribution.
Is that something you?
Is something we're looking at? Yes, okay, exactly. So good point. Thank you,
Sally, on the WhatsApp. Someone else SMSing in: I drink gin with dry lemon, and it's the best.
It is very good. Dry lemon is actually a very good mixer for gin. It's slightly less sweet. In fact, something you alluded to, Bianca, and less sweet and a very good option. Lemon goes well with gin, so good option.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line. It's Joe from Brackenfell. Hi, Joe.
Yes,
are
hello.
Are you a gin fan?
I am, yes, and I wanted to chat to John Walters on the radio. I'd like to introduce our business called Zest Gourmet Food. You're a small artisan food producer based in Cape Town. And one of the things that we manufacture is a range of real flower syrups that are made with real edible flowers. And these syrups are specifically for mixers. They obviously utilize with gin. And we're actually the only producer of such products in the country. I don't know if Jean has ever seen our product.
I haven't. It sounds very interesting.
Yeah, we'd love to introduce our range of flower syrups to you. Currently, we manufacture 5 different flower syrups. So in terms of the gins that are available on the market, both the artisan and non-artisan options, we have 5 fantastic flavors. The rose petal syrup, we do hibiscus flower syrup, elderflower, lavender.
Joe, can I just ask, for our listeners' purposes, where can they get your syrups from if they want to try them with their gin?
Yeah, good question. Please, if anyone's interested in contacting us, the best place to go, first of all, is to our website, which is www.zestgourmetfood.com.
And that's where people can get them.
Yes, and there'll be a specific reference there to a range called Blossoms and Blooms.
Fantastic.
It sounds very interesting. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. We'll definitely look you up.
Okay, you heard that. Sean will look you up. I must say, she said, wow. I don't know if you heard her.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling in, Joe, and sharing your amazing product with us.
Does Cape Talk take a commission on this?
Unfortunately not. But we were very happy to do the fix-up.
Exactly. The tasting.
Exactly. The mixer.
The mixer. We'll try a cocktail.
Just tell me how much it costs and give us some details where people can get involved.
Right. It's we have a e-commerce website, and it's www.theginbox.co.za. Our Instagram and Facebook handles are TheGinBoxSA, and it's $6.50 a month for subscribers on a monthly, quarterly, or monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly basis. Or you can get it as a once-off gift for $7.50, and that includes delivery. So, very nice gift. We have corporate branding options. We can brand the box for corporates. And we look forward to taking people on a gin journey.
Mm. And if you want to become a member, do you have to register?
It's very easy. You just fill in your details on our website. Very easy to join.
And just give us an idea what gin you had this month for July and what's coming. Oh, you're not allowed to tell.
I'm not allowed to tell you what's coming. So, I'll tell you the last.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
The last two gins. No, not a problem at all. We have a lovely gin at the moment. It's called Blutlemon, and it's translated blood orange. So blood oranges are quite unusual and not found very often. So the inside of the orange is very red, much like a ruby grapefruit. Mm. Blutlemon is being made by Hope and Hopkins for the brand, and it's a very spicy gin. It's one of my favorites. It's actually a lovely, lovely gin. Before that, we had a KZN gin called Durban 031, more of a London dry, and a very unusual gin in that it has buchu and a number of key botanicals that...
Medicinal again.
Again, medicinal. I tell you, gin is healthy.
Thank you so much
Thank you for having me.
Coming in to tell us about your product, The Gin Box. That's Jean Buckham from The Gin Box.